Catholic Church sex abuse survivors call on Maryland's AG to take action. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP, never miss a moment.
Catholic Church sex abuse survivors are calling on Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch to release findings of his probe of those who knew of wrongdoing and did nothing.
We have perpetrators walking the streets of Maryland, preying on children of Maryland, and the OAG is sitting on this information. Why is that?
That's David Lorenz, the Maryland director of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Members of his group held a rally outside Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch's Baltimore office Tuesday. They're calling on the outgoing AG to release findings of his 3 years-long investigation into child sex abuse before he retires in January.
They have indictable information, and yet we have not indicted anyone.
A spokeswoman for Frosch tells our news partners at Maryland Matters the investigation is ongoing, but survivors say they fear the probe will end with no report or other action. Matt Small, WTOP News.
For 3 years, Maryland's Attorney General has been investigating cases of sex abuse in the Catholic Church. Now survivors are demanding those findings be released.
I'm worried that if this isn't completed by the time he leaves, and whoever follows him in is not going to pick up the ball.
David Lorenz is the Maryland director of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. His group rallied outside Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch's Baltimore office Tuesday, calling on Frosch, who retires in January, to release findings of a multi-year investigation into child sex abuse. SNAP regularly hears from Maryland residents who have been abused by priests, according to Lorenz. And members of his group say they fear the state's investigation will end with no report or other action. A spokeswoman for Frosch tells our news partners at Maryland Matters the investigation is ongoing. Matt Small, WTOP News.